Continuing still with this incredible word of Sivran Hashem Aleichav. So the Chidah in Yosef Tehillos says that Sivri is written with a sin because we want to associate it with Shivrei, to be broken. And the Chidah connects it to a statement that Chazal make in many places. Kama Milas Tovah, Samidus Ha'anava, L'chapech HaToyim, L'hatzol Mikol Tzara. How important humility is to achieve kapara, to save us from all kinds of dangerous situations. But the truth is, it needs to be genuine anava, genuine humility. It needs to be l'shem shamayim, where a person realizes their own deficiencies. They realize how lacking they are in the avodas Hashem and the awesomeness of their responsibility to Hashem. And if a person's really able to internalize that, then it's Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Ezrei. He's fortunate, he's praiseworthy, he's happy because Hashem will save him. Sivrei is the fact that his heart is nishbar. Lev nishbar v'nidke alekim le'sivza. He's brokenhearted to Hashem. And this really is like the old saying, there's nothing as whole as a broken heart. To be able to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, realizing what we're lacking in our responsibilities to Him. And being brokenhearted, not because it's going to depress us, because obviously that's the flip side. It can cause a person to give up, to be depressed. I'm never going to get there. Right? That's terrible. That's not another. That's ego. That's arrogance, actually. Rather, Shiras Aleif comes from a bittul to Hashem, nullifying ourselves to Hashem. And that's meant to help us draw closer. So it's only the kind of brokenness that's going to help us draw closer in the first place. The kind of brokenness that's going to cause us to give up. Obviously, that's not Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Ezrei. And it's possible to do this b'simcha. If a person thinks and recognizes that really, hey, what can I do? How much power do I really have? And we're vulnerable. And the fact that we don't sin more often than we do is a real chesed from Hashem, who's there and looking after us and caring for us. And if we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us life, and he's literally pumping life through us, pumping intelligence, Dea and Haskel, the ability to understand things, to desire things and want things, Hashem is giving us so much because he wants us to come close to him. So there's an another that comes as a result of that, meaning it's not me. Hashem is literally pumping life through me. And therefore, if I am lacking in my avodas Hashem, then obviously I'm going to feel like I'm not doing the most or making the most of the resources that Hashem's giving me. But at the same time, I know that He is giving them to me. And therefore, that's meant to be a stimulus, that's meant to be a motivator to help me draw close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Sivrei Hashem Aleichav. A brokenness that is going to enable me to draw closer because I realize Hashem's greatness, Hashem's love for me, Hashem taking care of me, Hashem sustaining me. He wouldn't sustain me if he didn't want me. He wouldn't sustain me if he didn't want me, and therefore the fact that he's still sustaining me means that he wants me to come close despite the fact that I'm lacking so much. That's the wholeness of a broken heart that can bring us to all the milas, all the incredible things mentioned before.